بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. The program is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sayyid Zain is over here. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid. Welcome to the show.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So one of the slogans from day one of the establishment of Islamic Republic of Iran was "Death to America," okay? Mm-hmm. So Magbar America, as we call it in Farsi language. So is it a good wish to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or God for death of a country or a state or something like that?
Right.
First of all, why? Yes or no? And then, so what's the enmity between the two? I mean, to asking for somebody's death.
I think the slogan has to be properly translated and interpreted, right? It means something in to the Iranian people in their context, which is completely misunderstood and also misused by, you know, Americans and Western media in general, where it shows that Iranians are bloodthirsty, you know, this or this regime that they call, you know, it's a bloodthirsty regime. And they want to, you know, kill everyone, and they want to, you know, destroy our country and these kind of things. And because they present that kind of a narrative, they're easily able to convince their own people that, okay, we have to take a stand against this. Why? Because, well, these people want your death, right? So this is not what is meant by death to America. What death to America means is death to that system, mm-hmm. which is in place, which is an oppressive system.
Yes, that thought, type of thinking.
That way of thinking, right. That, you know, we are the rulers of the world and we can take whatever we want. Mm-hmm. If we don't like a certain president, we'll go into their country and you know, steal him and his wife and bring, you know, like what we saw in Venezuela.
Yeah.
If we don't like, you know, another country, we'll bomb them, right? So that kind of thought is what we're against, and that system is what we're against. And whatever it stands for, right? So the economic system that is backed by America, that is what we are against, right? And I think people are understanding that the system is evil. More and more people are understanding that, right? Even Americans themselves, a lot of them are under immense difficulty, economic difficulty, financially, they're having a very difficult time. You know, a lot of them, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of them, and they understand that there's something wrong with the system. If you have a billionaire, you know, president who is you know, making tax cuts for the billionaires, mm-hmm. and who is making these policies, who's going on these wars that are hurting our, you know, they're using our tax money, billions of tax dollars, basically, and causing us difficulties because of, you know, the gas prices going up, and benefiting these, you know, these defense companies because of the weapons that are bought from them, making the rich richer and the poor poorer, that there's something wrong with this system. I think that a lot of people understand. And this is what we're against when we say death to America, mm-hmm. right? It's not a death to the nation. Rather, it is something that, you know, by wishing to get rid of this evil system, we actually want to work in favor of regular Americans, right? We're not against them.
That's right.
Iran is not against them. It wants them to have a better life. It wants them to have a life of dignity and a life where their government also lets other people live in dignity as well.
Is this a type of cursing or la'an or something?
It's a type of showing enmity.
Enmity.
Right. And that enmity is something that is a part of Islam. Right? That the Quran itself says that the believers, they are ashadda'u ala al-kuffar. That the Prophet himself and the believers with him, they're ashadda'u ala al-kuffar ruhamau bainahum. That against the enemies of Allah, against those disbelievers who are enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believers are ashadda, they're harsh, they're firm. They're not, you know, wishy-washy with them. They don't come and, you know, like try to, make pacts with them and try to conspire with them, such as some of these, Muslim leaders are doing, the Arab leaders. You see that they're doing this. No, they're not proper Muslims in this regard. They're not acting upon Islam properly, right? Islam, it says that the believers are harsh with the enemies of Allah, with these people who are corrupt, evil people. Okay, so this is part of Islam. So now when we say, you know, this, we're not cursing people. We're not saying that, you know, but rather we're showing that enmity, and which has to be there.
And for sure they deserve it, because in a hadith we read that whoever curses something that does not deserve it, the curse returns upon him.
Right.
Okay, so now you're sure, we are absolutely sure. With all this oppression, that the U.S. government and the U.S., for example, oppressive system deserves such a, for example.
Of course it does. Of course it does. And I think two very, eye-opening things for those people whose eyes weren't open, right? For us, for a lot of Easterners, their eyes were open because they have been subjected to colonialism. They have been subject to, you know, U.S. interventionism. But a lot of people back in, you know, Canada, America, these Western countries, their eyes weren't open. They thought, and some of them still do think that their countries, their leaders, they're good. But that's not the case, right? And two things that have happened, two big things that have happened in the past few years that really show this. One of them is the genocide that happened in Gaza, right? Clear genocide before our eyes, you know, before our eyes literally through social media. Killing of children, women, children.
Yes.
Or if you look at this attack on the school in Minab, right? Killing of children. So this genocide there, which is being carried out by by the Zionists, through U.S. weapons, through the support of the United States, right? In words, they might come and say certain presidents that, okay, no, this is not good and all these things, but they're supporting it and they're behind it. So the system is behind that, right? The system has committed genocide, right? The entire system, okay? Similarly, another thing that that really opens up our eyes are these Epstein files.
Yes.
It's not just, you know, one individual who's corrupt, but rather the people involved in this. The Epstein list, if you want to call it, the Epstein class, are the people who are leading the system. It's a thing that it shows you the real character of this system. Now, a lot of details aren't known by us. The lot of corruption and a lot of evil that happened on that island, we don't know. But what we know, it's so bad that, you know, one wonders what we don't know, how bad that must be, right? It really shows the evil nature of this system and America leading this system. And therefore, it's truly justified to have this enmity. And I think somebody, anybody, they don't even have to be Muslim, right? It's not an Islamic thing. Anybody who has a conscience, who is truly human, right? They must have hatred for these people. It's something that is part of us humans, that if we have maintained our humanity and we know what's happening, we have to have this enmity and take a stand against. And you see a lot of non-Muslims who are also coming out. And yes.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So many of the Americans today who are chanting down with the U.S. now. Why? It is not, for example, with the people of the U.S. or with the good people in the U.S. No, it is with this type of thinking, okay? For example, why supporting Israel? You know, and as they say that Donald Trump's slogan was, make America great again, but it is now making
Israel great
again, okay? Make losers first. As they say, or to putting top losers on the first of the list. So That's it. And so many people say that, okay, so this to such type of, we can say, wishes and slogans. So we could see that the U.S. imperialism, the hegemony of the West, the aggression and the interference in the region, okay? So when we say magged by America, it means that, for example, why the bases of the U.S. must be in the region. They have always accused Iran of supporting its proxies in the region. Okay, this is our region. Why not having proxies in our region? Because with our neighboring lands. And now, for example, from far lands, you come and you put your illegitimate land here, Israel. Okay, we know that Israel is an illegitimate land. Okay. And then put your bases in all these countries in the region.
So there's an idea of U.S. exceptionalism that only they get to do it. Right? Nobody else, as soon as, you know, if they break international law, which they're breaking constantly, right? In this war that was, this war was in Iran was a, you know, against international law. Their support for Israel and providing weapons and all these things, they're all, you know, things that are, or their support for the illegal settlements, that's against international law. So this exceptionalism is basically, you know, what U.S. wants there to be, the system wants there to be, right?
Okay.
Where they get to do anything they want and get away with it. And if anybody tries to do anything that they don't like, all of a sudden, you know, international law comes into play. All of a sudden, you know, they're condemned, they're, you know, called terrorists and all these things.
That's
now,
right.
There's a clear difference between what Iran is doing in the region and what U.S. is doing, right? Iran's strategy or what they're doing, because, you know, they blame Iran for proxies and all these things. But that's just not the case. I think the true way of looking at this is this, that in all these places, there have been movements that are local movements that have grown. And they're movements that are Islamic. They're movements that are against this oppression. And they're movement to protect their own homeland and their own people. Right. And now, if that is the case, right, it's not just the responsibility of the Iranians to support them, it's the responsibility of everyone to support them, the whole world.
Right.
So now Iran supporting them is just doing their, they're just doing the responsibility. Right. When Yemen was being attacked by the Saudis, being supported by the Americans, there the whole world should have supported Yemen and the Yemeni fighters.
Yes.
Right. Iran supported them.
Yes.
And even that wasn't to a great, great extent. Right. Or in Lebanon, if you know, because we know that in history there was an occupation of Lebanon, and the party that is there, it came out in order to get rid of that occupation and fight it and to keep it at bay. Because the Israelis, they're only at bay because of force. Otherwise, their greater Israel project is to take over that land, to take over Syria, is to take over a lot of land, basically. And that's what they want to do. Now, these movements are striving to protect their own homeland, protect their people, and protect their religion.
That's right.
And it's a responsibility not just of Iran, but everyone in the world to support them.
Okay.
Every person who's conscious must support all of these movements, including the ones in Gaza itself.
That's right.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. So by chanting down with Israel and down with the U.S., so we mean this system of thought, this type of satanic thoughts that are over there that kill the people of Gaza, that kill the civilians all across the world, that attack the people of Yemen, that attack the people of Sudan, you know, here and there. So their aggression, their oppression is everywhere, okay? Mm-hmm. So down with this system, inshallah. Thank you so much. Thank you, Masayyad. Thank you much, dear listeners, for being with us on IRIB English Radio, the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs regarding questions related to the recent imposed war on Iran. It was very kind of you. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة
أنت من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن